Hi everyone! Welcome back to the Pronunciation Challenge. I'm your host for today. My name is Celine. Have you ever sat alone and heard a constant ringing noise? The video I want to share with you today is called What's That Ringing in Your Ears? It's a TED-Ed video, so it might be more difficult to understand since there will be plenty of medical terms throughout the video. In order to explain what exactly causes the ringing in our ears. If you're interested in the scientific explanation behind this phenomenon, be sure to check out this video. But before you watch the video, let's get to our sentence of the day. To compensate, your brain devotes more energy to monitoring the hearing pathway.
为了补偿这部分, 你的脑部就会用更多能量来监视听觉路径.
Let me repeat the sentence again slowly. To compensate, your brain devotes more energy to monitoring the hearing pathway. Let's discuss our word of the day, compensate. Compensate is a verb that means to pay someone money in exchange for something that has been lost or damaged, or for some problem.
Compensate是动词,意指,补偿,赔偿.
For example, those who were involved in the crash will be compensated for their injuries.
车祸中的受害者会得到伤害赔偿.
Here's another example. Nothing will ever be able to compensate for the death of her child.
她孩子的死亡没有任何弥补的方式.
Let me tell you about the common phrases that have the word compensate in it. The first one is compensate someone for. The second one is compensate for something. The two example sentences that I just mentioned have the phrase compensate for something. So, let me give you an example of the phrase compensate someone for. Here's an example. The government compensated Hannah for the wrongful conviction of her husband.
政府赔偿Hannah因为他们对她丈夫的错误定罪.
Now that you've learned the verb compensate, let me tell you about the noun compensation. The noun compensation refers to money that is paid to someone in exchange for something that has been lost or damaged or for some problem.
Compensation是名词,意指,赔偿金,补偿金.
For example, he received a large amount of money as compensation for his severe injuries.
他收到了巨额的赔偿金, 以补偿他受到的重伤.
Now, let's move on to the next word, devote. Devote is a verb that means to give all of something, especially your time, effort, or love, or yourself, to something you believe in, or to a person. For example, he chose to quit his job so that he could devote more time to his family.
为了能有更多时间陪伴家人,他选择离职.
Now that you know the verb devote, let's talk about the adjective devoted. The word devoted is an adjective used to describe someone who is extremely loving and loyal. For example, she is a devoted Christian.
她是一位虔诚基督徒.
Now, time for our last word for today, monitor. In our sentence of the day, the word monitor is used as a verb. It describes the action of watching and checking a situation carefully for a period of time in order to discover something about it.
在今天的句子当中, monitor作为动词,意指,监视,监督, 监听.
For example,
the FBI decided to monitor the criminals' phone calls.
联邦调查局决定监听犯人的通话.
The word monitor isn't used as a verb very often, but you have to know the meaning of it when it's used as a noun. When used as a noun, the word monitor has many different meanings. However, it is commonly used to refer to a computer screen or a device with a screen where words or pictures can be shown.
Monitor 作为名词时, 有很多意思, 但是最常见的用法是 显示器或荧幕。
For example, his eyes started to hurt after he stared at his computer monitor for too long.
他的眼睛开始痛了,因为盯着电脑荧幕太久。
That's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Don't forget to leave a recording and share your thoughts with me in the comments below. Bye!